A very warm welcome into the disco, and is the Spice Girls singing us in this week?
Classics, brand new chart toppers. That is the sort of thing you can expect in the kitchen disco. It's essentially one dance floor filler after another. And hello, I'm Sophie Ellis-Bexter, and look at us, here we go again. I'm ready to get you in the mood for the weekend. And it was something timeless from those Spice Girls that we started with. Now, I've got a question for you. Who likes a little bit of Janet Jackson? It's rhetorical, we all do. She's a kitchen disco favourite, and she's just turned 60. So we're dedicating our disco wonderland to her in a few tunes' time. I've also got the likes of Outkast and Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Liberty X and Taylor Swift ready to go as well. And don't forget, there's another request line takeover coming up later. Thank you so much for all your emails. If you want to get involved, it's sophie@bbc.co.uk. I've been loving reading through the messages of those that have written in. Thank you so much. And look at us, let's just get going, shall we? We start with Timeless Pop, and well, we're going to have some more of the same, please.
Secret, everybody say, 'cause we don't give a damn about it. Disco. BBC Radio 2.
For Robbie and Kylie's team up on Kids. At the time, Robbie said it was an honour to be working with his longtime crush. What a moment it was. And Robbie's been hinting at another collab for ages. It didn't happen on his recent new record. Maybe next time. It sounds like he's got something planned. I do think Kids was absolutely triumphant. This is your musical happy place. It's the Kitchen Disco. And this next one was doing business at the top of the charts a couple of years after Kids. This is Outkast's Hey Ya. Now, you might remember, it featured on Outkast's double album. Big Boi was responsible for the speaker box side, while Andre 3000 was behind the Love Below. And maybe he wins, because actually, this one was on his half of the record.
One, two, three, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, 'cause we don't know how.
ya. Y'all don't wanna hear me, you just wanna dance.
Radio 2.
Big up to all the Brooklyn massive crew. Some they pay no mind, but now the note is blue. So take your ones, your fifties, put your hundreds to your shoes. And to my fans, you know I love you. To the top, we be charting. I'm not leaving till someone starts rocking. All the soldiers come back and start marching. And me see myself selling in black market.
You say you love me, you say you love me, but you're never there for me, yeah. You'll be crying, slowly dying when I decide to leave. All we do is make up, then break up. Why don't we wake up and see? When love hurts,
Disco Wonderland.
Let's get busy then. It's Disco Wonderland time, and this is where I play six songs that are all connected in some way. And this week, we are celebrating Janet Jackson turning 60. She is always deserving of some love, I reckon. And what better way than to play six for her 60th? I'm going to spin some of hers, plus some of the artists she loved, and a few that have played a very significant part in her career. Are you ready? Song one of six, well, is going to be Janet herself. This is Together Again.
You got me crying like I thought I would never be.
This is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, Janet Jackson, 6 for 60 in the Disco Wonderland. If you're listening live on Radio 2, Janet turned 60 just last week. And what a career she has had. I can so remember when she burst onto the scene. Where do you begin to celebrate what she's brought in just a few songs? First up, Together Again from 1997's The Velvet Rope album. It was originally conceived as a ballad, but it got rearranged into the disco pop classic that it's become today. And it's actually hard to imagine a slow, sad version of it, isn't it? It's just so uplifting. And I played Dionne Warwick's Heartbreaker, an artist that Janet has cited throughout her career as an influence and an inspiration. Heartbreaker was a hit in 1982, just as Janet was dropping her debut album. And I think you can really hear the connection and some of the sounds Janet must have soaked up through the decade leading up to the launch of her solo career. Right, song 3 of 6, possibly my favourite of her songs. Back to the Birthday Girl, this is Escapade.
Kitchen Disco on BBC Radio 2.
to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because the record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away in Dr. A when the people start to move.
On Janet's mother's side, of course. Wow, I mean, what a family tree. Stevie Wonder's Sir Duke there. And along with her brothers in Earth, Wind and Fire, she's called Stevie the musical influence. His music changed my life forever, she's been quoted as saying. Not just you, so many people his influence. Right, before that we had Escapade from her iconic Rhythm Nation 1814 album, which she closed the 80s with, tune after tune on that one. I can visualize the front cover. I played it over and over again when I was a kid. I just thought it was so brilliant and exciting, such vitality in its veins. In fact, let's take one more from that album, shall we? Here's the title track.
Together.
Sophie's Disco Wonderland.
Janet Jackson on her 60th, then that was the anthem that is All For You, the 10th and youngest child of the Jackson family. She has had 10 number one hits in America and sold over 100 million records worldwide. 5 Grammys, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. That run of albums from 1989's Rhythm Nation through Janet and the Velvet Rogue, I mean, truly iconic. And don't forget her most recent world tour, the Together Again tour of 2023-2024 was her biggest ever. Right. On with the tunes, and this one could almost count as a Disco Wonderland bonus track. A cheeky little song 7, if you like. It's the original version of Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi, famously sampled by Janet on Got Till It's Gone, of course. But what a tune.
Yeah. paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi in the Kitchen Disco, and I've got some big, big tunes lined up. We're going to go back up the gears with DJ Sammy's The Boys of Summer, some Frankie Goes to Hollywood, all on the way after Miley.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you, I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, see things you don't understand.
Yeah. Masters, Kitchen Disco, BBC Radio 2. Kitchen Disco on BBC Radio 2.
speaker on a Cadillac. A little voice inside my head said, don't look back, you can never look back. I thought I knew what love was. What did I know?
Feel Good in the Kitchen Disco, songs for the weekend with DJ Sammy and the Boys of Summer. Look at us, 1 hour down already, but one to go, so get ready for everything from Hot Chocolate to the Pet Shop Boys, and from brilliant remix Nina Simone to Taylor Swift, because I mean, lots of fun and dancing still to come.
This is Radio 2
on BBC Sounds
and on your smart speaker.
Play BBC Radio 2.
BBC News at 10 o'clock. This is Claire Ronacres. The government says the Attorney General will review the sentences of three teenage boys who raped two girls in separate attacks in Hampshire. There had been criticism that they weren't ordered to spend any time in youth detention, but a prosecutor said that the assaults, which took place in 2024 and 25, were filmed and then shared online. Scientists from Oxford University say they could have a new Ebola vaccine ready for clinical trials within months. They hope it will tackle an outbreak of the disease in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which has killed at least 170 people. Professor Robin Shattuck, who's from Imperial College London, says getting started on a vaccine early is vital.
It's an insurance policy. We hope that actually containment and quarantine of infected individuals will be able to really slow down and potentially end this outbreak. But if it doesn't, if it gets out of hand, having a vaccine to hand that works is going to be really important.
The NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says the alliance is getting stronger despite uncertainty about American troop deployments in Europe. At a meeting of the group's foreign ministers in Sweden, the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio said there would be further adjustments of force levels in future. Kurt Volker, who's the former US ambassador to NATO, says this is a symbol of wider problems.
The disunity that we have within NATO generally weakens NATO. Deterrence is based on the idea of capabilities and will, and that disunity discredits the idea that we have a collective will. So that is a problem. But on the other hand, you see European defense spending increasing. And the idea that President Trump can just leave NATO on a whim is simply not true.
The Environment Agency says it's identified 28 new illegal waste supersites in England. It estimates they contain more than 20,000 tonnes of rubbish. The broadcaster and travel presenter Judith Chalmers has died at the age of 90. She was best known for fronting ITV's Wish You Were Here for almost 30 years, as well as also hosting her own show on BBC Radio 2. It's been the hottest day of the year so far, with temperatures hitting 28.4 Celsius near Heathrow Airport. Amber heat health alerts have been issued for large parts of England. Similar alerts are in place for some areas of Wales. Professor Liz Bentley, who's from the Royal Meteorological Society, says the health service is preparing for an increase in demand.
Particularly the elderly, those that have health conditions, will really struggle in the heat. Not just the heat during the day, but the heat overnight as we get these consecutive days where temperatures are high, both day and night time. And that will put increased demand on the health service. So I think the warning is really just to keep an eye on relatives or neighbours that are particularly elderly or maybe have health conditions.
And it'll be a warm and dry night for much of England, Wales and Northern Ireland. There'll be some rain for parts of Scotland before it clears later. BBC News, it's 3 minutes past ten.
Now, BBC Radio 2.
One more time.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor's Kitchen Disco.
And I
I'm
Duffy with Mercy and Wham's I'm Your Man to kick off hour two of the Kitchen Disco. And that was a real end of an era song for Wham, actually. George Michael wrote it in 20 minutes on a plane flying over America during their Wham America tour. Within 6 months of its release, they had split. And get this, it was the last ever song George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley performed together at their farewell concert at Wembley Stadium, which was on the 28th of June, 1986, which must have been pretty emotional, actually. All right, here comes a brilliant remix of a classic. This is Felix the Housecat's reworking of Nina Simone's Cinnamon.
Baby, words don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts. Band-aids don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts. If you love like that, blood runs. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know we used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Now we got problems. And I don't think we can solve them.
We can solve.
You made a really bad cut. And baby, now we got bad blood. Now we got, baby, now we got bad blood. You know we used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Now we got problems. And I don't think we can solve them. You made a really deep cut. And baby, now we got bad blood. Hey!
I think every disco needs a Taylor Swift moment. Glad we have, and actually that one, Bad Blood, has to feature one of the most star-studded videos ever released. Among the cast, you've got Selena Gomez, Kendrick Lamar, Lena Dunham, Ellie Goulding. I mean, the list goes on. It's worth revisiting. And I'm all excited over here because I've got Request Line coming up. I'll be pressing play on this week's message after TLC. You know what? I'm going to be honest. It's always very tough picking out a request line DJ for the disco because they're all so good. So it's usually a little bit of potluck involved. But get involved. Get in the pot. Email me, sophie@bbc.co.uk. I want to know the three tunes you would like to get on the Kitchen Disco if I gave you the key to the jukebox, because you could be on the show next week. Right. I'm going to step to one side. I want to find out who is taking over this time.
Hi, Sophie. I'm Leslie. I'm 51 and I'm from Stoke-on-Trent. So I currently work for my friend's business in the office, a year today, in fact. Absolutely love it. In terms of listening to the show, well, me and Craig, he is now my husband, but at the time was my fiancé, we went out for a meal and he drove over a nail. So he went to get a puncture kit, and as it was raining, I waited in the car, flicked on the radio, and lo and behold, there was Kitchen Disco, which is amazing. Try and listen to it on a Friday. If not, it's a Saturday morning catch-up, which is fab. So a little bit more about me. I went to Turkey on my 50th birthday, November 24, and met Craig, who is now my husband. He was there with his best friend, I was there with mine. Because it was end of season, they put Craig and Rich into our hotel, and that's how we met. And I have to say, didn't believe in fate before, but I certainly do now. So, my songs, I'd like to start with Chic Le Freak, mainly because Craig loves 70s and he believes he's a disco diva. Plus, it was playing on the night that we actually met. Next one, please, Salt and Pepper, What a Man. Now, I added this as a surprise song entry on our wedding playlist, so he had no idea, and it came on as we walked out of the registry office. He's had to endure me singing tunelessly along to this more times than I care to remember, so of course it needed to be included, and actually the words say it all. And then finally, probably an awful choice, but I'm hoping some people my age will remember this one. It's Street Turf by Rebel MC and Double Trouble, and the memories for Craig, probably, awful ones, and me attempting to rap this and literally adding it to every single playlist I create for him. But I do think he secretly likes it, and I shall continue to rap it regardless.
Leslie, so much to take in there. Firstly, I absolutely love the serendipitous way you discovered the Kitchen Disco. Although I'm not sure Craig would see it like that. It might remind him of the nail and the puncture, but I like that it took your heart to good music. And yes, you know, this feels like a little bit of a mixtape, a tribute to your other half. Good on you, because they are all great tunes. You've got some Chic in there, some Salt and Pepper. I love the idea of that popping up at your wedding. What a Man is one of my favourites too. And Rebel MC, rap along nice and loud to that, Leslie. Here we go. Aww.
Everyone, it's up to you.
Ellis Bexters, Kitchen Disco, BBC Radio 2.
BBC Radio 2.
God, tell me something. You can't play bass. You can't play drum.
Crazy when you see me shout Rebel MC out north, kicking
know what it is, I'm just street tough.
So who was rapping along with Leslie to that? Leslie in Stoke-on-Trent's choices, Rebel MC, Salt-N-Pepa and Chic for Leslie, and also for her disco diva, Craig. Shout out to you both, brilliant stuff. And I want to hear your three songs, please, for the mixtape, for the disco. What would you like to come on and play? Leslie told some brilliant stories behind her tunes there. That is my favourite thing. I want you to come here and do the same. My email address for next week's request line is sophie@bbc.co.uk. Have a think, pick your tunes, get in touch. This week's disco is promised, and who is ready to guess what is about to play on my Wheels of Steel next? Let me tease you with this one, see if you can work it out. This band have only hit the big time in the last few years, and they hail from the Isle of Wight. Featuring two female vocalists up front, their debut album went to number one in 2022. The song I'm going to play was their very first single and absolutely exploded, and here's the big clue. It has an item of furniture as its title. What do you reckon? That definitely narrows it down. Have you got it? Find out if you're right after some Pet Shop Boys.
about it, come take a walk with me. I'm looking for a partner, regardless of expense. Think about it seriously, you know it makes sense.
Ellis-Bextor's Kitchen Disco on BBC Radio 2.
Main eventers on the festival stage over the last few summers, and that was the tune I was teasing you with before the Pet Shop Boys, the one that got the ball rolling and everyone singing along to Wet Leg. That was Chaise Long. And staying on the indie tip, here's another one that'll get you humming along for days. This just sounds like the sunshine, so it's time to bring it out to play again. Peter Bjorn and John's Young Folks.
I told you.
Johan and John's Young Folks in the Kitchen Disco, where we deal in tunes you can move to, feel-good tunes for the weekend. There's a brand new episode every Friday night on Radio 2 from 9 p.m, but you can also find me through the week on BBC Sounds whenever you fancy. You just search Kitchen Disco. I'm going to guarantee you're going to find a disco episode you haven't danced along to yet, plus all the playlists just in case you missed the name of a tune that's become a brand new dance floor favourite. I'm thinking of you here. Let's change the pace, shall we, for these last few. Back to 1986 we go, and this was the biggest hit of Gwen Guthrie's career. Nothing Going On But The Rent. There's a ton of great remixes of this one, but here is the original, and I think the best.
Bill collectors at my door, what can you do for me? Nothing in life is free. That's why I'm asking you, what can you do for me? I've got responsibilities, so I'm looking for a man who's got some money in his hand. Cause nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something if you wanna be with me. Oh, life is too serious, love's too mysterious.
Well, that is what you call a big finish. There's no wind down in this disco. No, no, no. 100 miles per hour, right to curtains downtime. That's what we do. Perfecto All Stars and Reach Up. Before that, German producer DJ ATB had a massive hit with that one, 9 p.m. Till I Come. Another one of those late 90s anthems that exploded right across Europe. And all that remains to say is thank you. Thank you so much, as always, for dancing along. Lots of fun, as always, this week. Another great disco. I'm Sophia Spexter. I'm off to get the next one ready. We're going to meet again next Friday night. Keep your dancing shoes handy, please, and see you then.
This is Radio 2.
On BBC Sounds.
And on your smart speaker.
Play BBC Radio 2.